ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillah rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wal-mursaleen habib qulubana wa tabib nufusana abil qasim al-mustafa muhammad wa ala al-bayt al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin. Respected brothers and sisters, please accept my warmest salams. We are focusing on the 20th dua of Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya. And in this dua, which is titled, it's Imam Sajjad's supplication on noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam starts off in the very first phrase of the dua with asking for the most perfect faith, the most excellent certainty. And then he goes to a part that is the topic of our discussion today, this session, and that is the importance of intentions, right? Imam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih, oh Allah bless Muhammad and his household, wa balligh bi imani akmal al iman, and cause my faith to reach the most perfect faith, waj'al yaqini afdal al yaqin, make my certainty the most excellent certainty. And this is the part that we want to focus on. Wantahi bi niyyati ila ahsanin niyyat. Take my intention to the best of intentions. Wa bi amali ila ahsanil a'mal. And my works, my deeds to the best of works, to the finest ones. Niyya, intention, is very important. And it consists of aim, resolve, determination, and the desire that a person actualizes in the heart and the depth of their soul for carrying out an action or the deed. So intention is very important. Sometimes we do something that is really good. It looks to be very fine. But in reality, the spirit of that action, which is intention, is wrecked. It's corrupted. That is not something we want, right? Therefore, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in the very beginning of this phrase, says that, Ya Allah, give me good intentions. Make my intentions, elevate my intentions to be great ones, to be good ones, to be the best of the intentions. Let's take another break, inshallah. We'll be back quickly.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Art, respected brothers and sisters, the value of intention in Islam is so crucial, it's so precious, that a person's deeds are evaluated before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on the intentions, based on it, right? A good intention, niyatul khair, has a 100% divine value, and this value transfers to the deeds as well. Sometimes to the extent that we have niyatul mu'mina khairun min amalih, the intention of a believer is better than his deed. the intention of a believer is better than the deeds itself, to the extent that sometimes you intend, for example, to do something good, but you never get the ability to do it. You get rewarded for that intention, for that attempt. You make an attempt to do something good, you will not be able to successfully carry it out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you for the intention that you had, even though no action was recorded, right, in your letter of deeds. But it's still, that intention is there. Intention is so important, to the extent that we say a bad intention at the same time. Niyat su' possesses a satanic coloring, and this hateful coloring affects the deed as well. You might do something else, right? Something that looks really good. I might distribute food to the poor, right? I might perform and carry out an act of charity, but my intention is to show off. My intention is to elevate to my personal credit and my personal value in the eyes of the people, right? That action is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It adds to the darkness of the heart. The reward for the intention alone, right? A good intention is so important that it is the owner of this intention, if it is, again, unsuccessful in actually performing the deed, they still receive the reward and thawab of the hereafter, just as if they had performed the action based on that intention. And a bad intention, again, is so contemptible and worthless that an action based on it has no reward or recompense whatsoever. Rather, the bad intention itself can make you face trials and tribulations and persecution in the life of this dunya. There's a hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. He says, Jabir ibn Abdullah narrates that he heard the Messenger of God say, Rajulan fil ajri sawa'un. There are two men, there are two individuals that are equal in reward. Think about it. We'll take a break, and inshallah, we'll come back to tell you the rest of the hadith.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, you're talking about the hadith of the Holy Prophet that he said there are two individuals, two separate individuals that will get the same reward, that are equal in thawab and reward. A Muslim man whom God has granted wealth and he spends it in obedience to God, and a poor man who says, oh God, right? رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا يَعْمَلُ فِيهِ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَرَجُلٌ فَقِيرٌ يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ لَوْ شِئْتَ رَزَقْتَنِي مَا رَزَقْتَ أَخِي فَعْمَلْ فِيهِ بِطَاعَتِكَ. The poor one who says, oh God, if you wish to provide me with what you provided my brother, I would also spend it. I would also use it in obedience of you. The Holy Prophet says these two people are rewarded the same. They're equal in the level of reward they receive, the thawab. The difference is one has actually spent out his pocket because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided him. The other one just wishes that he had so much money to be carrying out acts of charity, to be spending the money that he has, the possessions that he has from the life of this dunya in obedience of the Holy Prophet. In fact, intention, we should say, is the most important element and component of actions. In fact, we should say intention is so important that causes an action and a deed to be whether accepted or not accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of intentions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio. with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد